Thank you. Next up is agenda item 5. That's PR 2020-004171, SD 2024-00098, which is a request for preliminary plat, SD 2024-00061, request for vacation of public easement, SD 2024-00063, request for vacation of a private easement, SD 2024-00066, a vacation of public easement, and SD 2024-00067, a vacation of public easement. Fierro and Company, as agent for William Galbraith Land Development Co. LLC, requests the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of Tract N7A1, bulk land plat of Tract N7A1 Tanawan Properties, zoned R1D, located at 12300 San Antonio Drive between Lowell Drive Northeast and Tennyson Street Northeast, containing approximately 6.653 acres. Is there a representative of the applicant team here?
Yes, good morning, Veronica Herrera, on behalf of the applicant.
Thank you, Ms. Herrera. Would you please state your mailing address for the record?
Sure, 3201 4th Street Northwest, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87107.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead. Please tell us about these applications.
Hi, good morning. Mr. Hearing Officer, you may recall this application was previously submitted as a minor preliminary final plat. We've since then made this current submittal as a major preliminary plat, seeking approval for a 9-lot subdivision, leaving the remainder tract of N7A1A as easement for a MAFCA. Associated with the plat is 4 easement vacations as well. And we're seeking your approval today. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's go ahead and see if there's any public comment on this item. Again, for everyone in attendance, this is agenda item 5. It's a request for a preliminary plat and associated vacations of easements. And this is located at 12300 San Antonio Drive. Please raise your hand if you'd like to provide public comment on that item. I'm scrolling through the participant list and I don't see anyone raising their hand. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item 5. Last call for public comment on agenda item 5. Okay, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment. And so let's proceed to the DFT specialty team members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority. Mr. Gutierrez.
This is David with the Water Authority. I have no objections to any of the present applications.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Next up is code enforcement, Mr. Ibarra.
Marcelo Ibarra with the code enforcement comments. Code enforcement has no comments or objections for this submittal.
Thank you, sir. Next up is park and recreation, Ms. Phelan.
Hi, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation, and I don't have any comments or objections to the request. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Phelan. Next up is hydrology, Mr. Chen. Let's see, I see Mr. Chen there, but I don't hear him. Why don't we go to Mr. Armijo with transportation next, and we'll come back to Mr. Chen.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. Transportation has no objection to any of the vacations. For platting, transportation is satisfied with the justification waiver for right-of-way requirements. Transportation has reviewed the waiver to sidewalk request, and based on the fact that there are no ADA facilities for the sidewalk to connect to, as DRB approved a crusher fine trail adjacent to this property, we have no further objection to that waiver. Therefore, we have no objections to any of the actions today.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. And I just wanted to be sure. I recall that the waiver was already approved. Is that correct? I see Mr. Rodenbeck nodding his head. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I believe you're correct. It's like I apologize for that. I still had my old comments, and since I wasn't objecting to this, I kept my old comments without adjusting it, taking
into
account
that
those
Thank
have
you,
been
sir.
approved.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Let's see, Mr. Chen, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. Sorry, Mr. Hearing Officer, I have double muted. I was double muted.
No problem. Go ahead, sir.
Tikuan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has received the revised conceptual gradient drainage plan yesterday, but we have not reviewed yet. Also, AMEFCA needs to approve the revised gradient drainage plan prior to Hydrology's approval. That's all from Hydrology. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. Is that something that could be handled post approval, or would that require a deferral?
Mr. Hearing Officer, I recommend to have a deferral for this case because we need time to review the revised conceptual gradient drainage plan. Also, we are waiting for AMEFCA's approval.
Thank you. Ms. Wolfley, I see you have your hand raised.
This is Ms. Wolfley. I just kind of wanted to clarify with Mr. Chen or Mr. Fierro, like, what is the revision? What is being revised from the original layout to this revision that you received?
Yes, hi, this is Robert Fierro, 3201 4th Street, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Fierro, would you please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
The change came about, AMEFCA wanted to relocate their access easement between 3 and 4. Previously, it was on the east side of the subdivision, east of lot 9. And when we configured it, we had some overlap with the AMEFCA easement, access easement, and other easements. So we were able to create one additional lot with this change. The drainage concept remains the same. Everything, all the lots are draining towards San Antonio Drive. The remainder track is just being undeveloped. We did submit this May 16th. We paid the hydrology submittal fee, and I'm not sure what happened after that. I confirmed with Debbie that payment was made on May 16th today, and it was in their queue.
Thank you, sir.
If I may, Mr. Hearing Officer, so another kind of complicating factor is that you've added a lot. So this is actually like a resubmittal for everyone. Not to say that that's a bad thing per se, Mr. Fierro, but if there's an increase in the number of lots, we need to have this come in as a resubmittal for the entire plat. It doesn't sound like things, it's necessarily concerning, but I'm not sure if other DFT members realized exactly that there was an additional lot being added. And I just want to make sure we review the latest subdivision that you want us to review.
If I may, so we went through sketch plat with the 9-lot subdivision, and then our last plat that we submitted also had 9 lots. The only thing was, I did not upgrade the grading and drainage plan, and the drainage concept has remained the same. The concept is that the lots will drain to San Antonio Drive. So DHO has had the opportunity to review this 9-lot subdivision at least twice before.
Thank you, Mr. Fierro.
I'd like to add to that, if I may, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Yes, Ms. Herrera, go ahead.
I am confident that the city has had ample and sufficient time to review our subdivision. As Robert mentioned, it's been through sketch plat. Most recently, I believe on April the 10th, we submitted a minor preliminary plat for a 9-lot subdivision. It has always been known at this point, going back even prior to April 10th, that this was a nine lot subdivision. It was mentioned at the hearing on April 10th that we needed a revised grading and drainage plan to reflect the ninth lot. So this is not new information. We proceeded to submit the grading and drainage plan on May 16th. That has been nearly a month ago. We tried to inquire as to why it hadn't been reviewed. It's been our experience that review for these do not take upwards of a month, but we were made aware very recently that it wasn't in fact in hydrology's queue. And as Robert mentioned, the grading and drainage is essentially the same with the addition of the ninth lot. So we really hesitate to defer this any further. And I feel confident that, you know, everything is essentially the same and we'd like to move forward.
Thank you, Ms. Herrera. All right, let's go ahead and proceed with the other DFT specialty members, and then we can revisit this if and as necessary. Let's see, we already heard from Mr. Aramijo with transportation, so that would take us to the planning comments. Who is delivering those today?
Hi, this is Hannah Olick with planning.
Hello.
Hello. So planning has no objections to the requested actions. It appears that the vacations of easement all comply with 66M of the IDO. I also wanted to bring up that a comprehensive sensitive lands analysis was provided by the applicant, which was very nicely done, which this report demonstrated that those sensitive lands features won't be negatively impacted. The steep slopes that are present on the site are going to be graded to accommodate residential lots. Some of those are at the rear of the lots and will be graded to smooth the slopes. And tract N7A1A also contains steep slopes, which will not be disturbed. The site does not contain unstable soils and is partially within two flood hazard zones. The proposed residential lots are not located within any of the two flood zones. I do have a few minor outstanding comments. The date of the DHO approval must be noted on the plat, and all granted waivers and approved vacations of easement must be noted on the plat by application and project numbers. And that concludes my comments.
Thank you, Ms. Olick. And given that was no public comment, you know, there's no need for any public cross-examination. So at this time, I'd ask Associate Planning Director Ms. Wolfley to provide any summary comments.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Ms. Wolfley. I wanted to add one item to what Ms. Olick said about the sensitive lands. In reviewing this case, and this was the best sensitive lands analysis we've ever seen. Thank you, Mr. Fierro. It was also shown that the sensitive lands are trying to preserve natural features, and some of what had happened previously on this project was building damming slopes, and so there wasn't a need to be as protective of those slopes because they didn't really qualify as natural sensitive land slopes that we typically try to preserve. Mm-hmm. So I just want to make sure that was clear on the record. And I think it's a little bit up to Mr. Chen and his comfort level. Typically, we would want to have the grading and drainage plan approved if he has a comfort level that there isn't any, like one of our general rules with the DHO is if a condition would not substantively change the site plan, then the condition can be added as the approval and follow through. So if Mr. Chen and you felt that whatever review was still needed of the grading and drainage plan, that it wouldn't substantively change this subdivision, then I think you could proceed with an approval, even though it is a little uncustomary. But I think the applicant team has worked pretty hard to get to this point. So,
thank you. Before I call on Mr. Chen, I see Mr. Rodenbeck has his hand raised.
This is Jay Rodenbach. We hadn't brought up the infrastructure list. I just wanted to bring this up because we went back and forth with the applicant between DFT staff and AMAFCA staff, and the applicant added per AMAFCA's requirements, three additional infrastructure items, which I just want to share with everybody in the hearing: retaining wall, access gate, and base course road. Just providing that information for everybody here.
Thank you. Okay. Well, Mr. Chen, I just wanted to call on you. You know, given with what Ms. Wolfley said and the applicants, if there's no really significant changes, given the sloping is all still toward San Antonio, I would be amenable to moving forward with a conditional approval with your deferring to your judgment.
Tiquan Chen, Hydrology. Mr. Hearing Officer, from the hydrology point of view, it won't impact the layout of the site. However, I believe it may change the infrastructure list. Mr. Ferro, I'm sorry, I apologize. I just don't know why we didn't see the May 16th submittal, but we didn't say that we couldn't review it. I don't know what happened between the front desk and hydraulic queue. But I apologize, I can't say anything. But I believe you have received AMAFCA's comment yesterday or Monday. So you have to address AMAFCA's comment, and hydraulic cannot approve your gradient drainage plan without AMAFCA's approval. So if you think it may not impact the infrastructure list, I can move forward with the pending condition of hydrology approval, but I'm not sure because I personally didn't review this gradient drainage plan, and I depend on you give us information if the infrastructure list may be changed after the revised
before we go to the thank you Mr. Chen. Before we go to the applicants, let's hear from Mr. Rodenbeck. I see you have your hand raised, sir.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So hey Tiquan, I just want to confirm that there's some flexibility that DFT staff have and the city engineer have and bringing in a MAFCA when it comes to the infrastructure list. As Ms. Wolfley commented on in an earlier case, you know, infrastructure lists are included with plats, but they're approved by DFT staff and the city engineer, you know, as a separate process. So I think there's some flexibility there. Ms. Wolfley can jump in here if I said anything wrong, but there is some flexibility to work with the infrastructure list outside of the DHO meeting, I believe.
Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. Ms. Wolfley, did you have anything to add before I call on the applicant or agents rather?
And maybe this is Ms. Wolfley, maybe Mr. Fierro can present it better than I would, but he did send some emails, I think late yesterday and this morning, that showed his work with AMAFCA, because definitely we don't want to do something ahead of AMAFCA, especially in an area like this, because they're basically pulling out land that was formerly not developable. But they are making it developable. So maybe Mr. Fierro can present his emails from AMAFCA and show how far he is in working with them.
Thank you, Ms. Wolfley. Mr. Fierro, would that be okay with you, sir?
Yes, I'll be glad to. So we've been working with AMAFCA, and we actually had AMAFCA's approval, board approval with the 9-lot subdivision, contingent on the three items that you see on the infrastructure list. They approved it based on wanting a maintenance road being base course, a AMAFCA gate, and ensuring there was a retaining wall that controlled the flood elevation along lots 1 through 3. And we got AMAFCA's approval before we submitted a sketch plat to the city. So AMAFCA has approved this, and Jared through emails has confirmed that those three infrastructure list items is all that they were requiring. I do have some comments, but I do not want to proceed addressing all the comments, because if this doesn't get approved, then the owner's out like on on design fees. So these are comments that I could address in the final grading and drainage plat that would be approved prior to DRC providing an infrastructure list, or I mean a financial guarantee. Regarding any other changes that might occur in this infrastructure, I do not foresee any at all. It's just a regular lot layout along a road. AMAFCA has stated what they were needing, and there's no other drainage infrastructure that's needed other than harvesting the stormwater quality.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Wolfley, any final comments?
I think just Mr. Chen needs to lead out on this and state what his comfort level is.
Thank you,
Ms. Wolfley. Given all he's heard. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chen.
Yeah, like I said, I personally would like to see a 2 weeks deferral, just waiting for resubmittal from Mr. Fierro to AMEFCA and give us a few days to review the revised grading drainage plan. That's my opinion. But if you decided to move forward, I can have this approved as condition.
Okay. Okay, thank you. I appreciate everyone's comments and everyone's work on this matter. I know it's been, we were here at a prior hearing, and so it's good to get it back here before us with these further considerations. I think that given that there is some flexibility with regard to the infrastructure list, and that the, as indicated by the agents, you know, the grading and drainage plan is not substantively different than the one already reviewed by staff, I'm comfortable moving forward to go ahead and approve this item. And so bear with me 1 second while I make the formal action, and it will be a conditional approval. So with regard to the preliminary plat, I hereby approve item PR 2020-004171, SD 2024-00098, preliminary plat, with the accompanying vacations of public and private easements, which are SD 2024-00061 as to public, SD 2024-00063 as to private, SD 2024-0066 as to public, and SD 2024-00067 as to public easements. Because the application meets all applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. The first one that we've obviously made a lot of discussion on is that the approval is conditioned on the conceptual grading and drainage plan approval by hydrology. Also, the date of the DHO approval must be noted on the plat, and all granted waivers and approved vacations of the easement must be noted on the plat by project and application number. I want to talk about, provide the approvals on the vacation. And that is I will send a recommendation approval on the right, oh, I'm sorry, that's right away vacation. I'm sorry. I'm looking for my vacation of easement. I approve the vacation of easements under the SD 2024-00061, 063, 066, and 067. Because the public welfare does not require that the easements be retained, and there is no convincing evidence that any substantial property right is abridged by this vacation, with the conditions that were already stated with regard to the preliminary plat, same conditions. Any questions from the agents or staff? Well, thank you all very much. I appreciate it.
Excuse me, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Yes.
I think Mr. Rodenbeck put a condition in the chat about, is that a condition you're suggesting that the infrastructure list be signed by AMAFCA?
Yes, good, good, thank you. Yes, I do find that that is an appropriate condition, that the, excuse me, infrastructure list must be signed by AMAFCA, and that applies to both the preliminary plat and all of the vacation actions. Thank you. Ms. Herrera, I see you have your hand raised.
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to follow up with Mr. Chen, and we can do this outside of today's hearing, but just to note the review of that revised grading and drainage, when can we anticipate getting that back?
Tiquantia Hydrology. I would say by end of this week, maybe earlier next week. So we have 2 or 3 days this week. Say, I can't give you a definitive answer, but I will say early next week.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
thank you all very much. Again, thanks everyone for their hard work on this. And that concludes agenda item 5.
Thank you.